Scott McKay is out this week. Instead, we're joined by reporter Eli Sherman from WPRI.com. Hi there, Eli.
Hey, Ian. Great to be here.
Merrick Rebbing, you're obviously excited about this new $400 million development proposal in Pawtucket. What advice would you give to other hard-hit Rhode Island communities like West Warwick and Woonsocket that are struggling in their search for new investment?
First is not to give them any advice, right? Because we're all our communities are different. But seriously, when you talk about that, you know, for this here, it's been very persistent for us. We've had a waterfront we've recognized through our history, through our value, and through our community as to what the excitement in Pawtucket could be. And we have some resilient residents who are committed. So, you know, you listen to your residency and then you figure out what's the plan and how do you execute that? And we've had the Pawtucket Foundation work very closely with our delegation at the State House to get this tool for the TIF, which was important to us.
Tax incremental financing.
Sorry, I do that all the time. Yes, the acronym. And the tax incremental financing to help where the municipalities can't afford to do certain things to help have the state dollars available to do that.
When you had your announcement earlier this week, it was the first time in many months that Governor Raimondo, House Speaker Mattiello, and Senate President Ruggiero had been seen together in the same room. The announcement had been delayed by a couple of weeks. What was that due to?
Originally, I think we had it scheduled for the 25th of November. And Brett Johnson, the principal at Fortuitous, he has a home and his family lived in California, and they were factored in by the fire, so they had to relocate. So we had to postpone it. But other than that, it was just finalizing everything and moving forward.
Let's go to Eli.
Mayor, obviously you have a lot of key state leaders behind this project, and it seems like there's a pretty clear path forward. I wonder, for you, what do you identify as the biggest sticking points in the future for this development?
I don't know that there are major sticking points. It's getting the deal done, right? We're there. We know the numbers. The numbers are all there. The project of the $300 million investment, the return on the incentives is double. So all of that is good. It's trying to keep, you know, the people informed in the community. It's a transparent process. I don't know what the pitfalls could be, you know, because I'm always the eternal optimist, as they tell me, right? So we sit here today and we're able to move forward. But I guess the most important factor is keeping everybody informed on the process, where we're at in the discussions and the finalizing. And it's just that communication, I think. So I think that if anything were to fall short, it would be because of a lack of communication and expressing the positive of the proposal.
We understand that you're very excited about this development proposal, but it often seems that nothing gets built in Rhode Island without tax subsidies. What would you say to existing businesses in Pawtucket that have been making the fight for years and who are not getting any kind of tax subsidy?
Well, first, it's not a subsidy. It's an incentive, right? Because we're always clarifying that. And it's based on incremental dollars coming in. So there have been a lot of incentives, whether a tax stabilization, to a lot of the businesses. We have Seven Stars, which is relocating in their commissary into a building in Pawtucket. We have to do these things. The businesses that are downtown, our small businesses, we've done a lot. We do a facade program, so we try to balance that out. But in order to get this $400 million investment or $300 private investment, you need to give some incentives.
Mayor, the land, the stadium itself will be paid entirely by Fortuitous Partners.
Yes, unless something changes over the 120 days, but as we stand now.
As it stands now.
Absolutely.
But the city will own rights to the underlying land. Is that correct?
That's how we're trying to work it out because of the National Grid property and their converting it over to the city of Pawtucket. So yes, that's how it looks to be.
So will you be purchasing that land from National Grid, or will some sort of deal be made, a lease of something?
That's what we're trying to work out. It's going to be what's structurally sound, what benefits the city and the community as a whole. There is some environmental issues. That's the old Mercury site. So they have, National Grid was in its process of cleaning that up. So depending on what their obligations are with ours, I think that's going to be factored out. So it could be either or, but I think we're more leaning towards where we'd be transferred over to the city.
One of the other things you're excited about is a new train station in Pawtucket near the Central Falls border. But the Providence Journal reported earlier this year on how RIDOT decided against building a second set of tracks at the station, and train advocates say that could limit service. Do you think RIDOT made the wrong decision in that case?
No, at this point, everything that was factored in on the decision, which was supported by the city, was the right decision. So we wanted to make sure that we have access. So I don't think it impedes it. I think that some legitimate concerns or reservations. But at this point here, I think they've made that right decision, and it's not going to impede any of the opportunity for us.
Did the city have input into that decision?
In some ways, you know, in a lot of ways, transgender. We had the planning director, the commerce director had some involvement as well as they go through that. So there's been those flushing out of the process.
We're talking here with Pawtucket Mayor Don Grebian, and now back to Eli Sherman.
Mayor, Pawtucket's for generations has been known as a baseball town, with the Paw Sox having played there since the 1940s. What makes you think that it can transform into a soccer town?
You know, it's funny for us and all the people in here. It's always been like, it's now it's baseball versus soccer. It really is about the development and the activity that comes with it. You know, the Paw Sox have been in our fabric for years. So I don't know if it's one sport versus the other, because we have a very diverse community. Our population has been growing, and it's more soccer is becoming more of the norm. You know, we see it in the schools. We see it in our public facilities. Having said that, for us, it's more about who's going to draw people into. In the perfect world, if we could balance both baseball and soccer and it benefit the development so we have that activity, we'd want to do it all.
Is there a chance of another baseball team comes into McCoy?
That's one of the options out there. You know, as far as the reuse of McCoy, there was an independent league that's been part of the RFP. There was a single A option. And some of the soccer options as well. So that's going to be flushed out over the next, several months, but it'll be a few months.
More than 10% of the money from Pawtucket taxpayers in the city budget goes toward pension payments for police and fire. That number is expected to increase in the years ahead. To what extent is that cutting money for important services in the city?
I mean, it's a balance. We just had a settlement on a retiree's pension plan settlement, so we resolved it at, I think, 65% of the cost. There are true costs that the residents are paying into that, so it does impede the services. Having said that, we have the obligation. So as we grow, we'll be 2027, 2028, we'll be within compliance and be 60% or better. We're funding it at 100%, where in the past years, prior to this administration, hadn't been done. So we're working to that. But there is a factor. But at the end of the day, they are owed that. So we've made a lot of changes where the unions are contributing more now as we go through our contract negotiations. Some of our unions, and one in particular, the fire department, still gets full medical at time of retirement without a copay. These are the things that are not sustainable, and that's where we're trying to make those impacts in the contract conversations and negotiations we have.
Finally, Mayor, we're coming up on an election year in 2022. Are you contemplating a run for a statewide office such as Lieutenant Governor?
No, I'm here. I love my job. If I could retire from this job, I say that to everybody. I'm 52, so I've got a little while to go. And with all these great projects and this economic vitality coming, I want to be here for the end of it.
Is your next election in Pawtucket next year?
Yeah, so we'll have one in 2020. Yes, every 2 years, sorry.
So you would hope to remain mayor as long as the voters agree with you?
Absolutely.
All right, that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us, reporter Eli Sherman from WPRI.com.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
And the mayor of Pawtucket, Don Grebian.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.